What if I say to you, go teach? Well, you might say to me, I need more information. Go teach what? Or you might say, who are you to tell me to go teach? In our study together today, we're going to talk about all we need to know to go. That is to go teach. We hope you'll stay tuned.
The Churches of Christ bring you Truth for the World. And now, Jim Dearman.
In Matthew 28, we have one of the accounts of what we call the Great Commission. That is where Jesus commissioned his apostles to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. Certainly, if we are to be followers of Christ, disciples of Christ, we must go teach. We must be willing to tell others of the good news of salvation. Of course, the point is that we cannot tell others of the good news of salvation until we have first taken advantage of that news ourselves and followed the teachings of Christ in becoming Christians. But once we have done that through belief in Christ as the Son of God, repentance of our sins, confession of Christ as the Christ, the Son of the living God, and burial and baptism for the remission of sins, when we've done that, we are assured that we have been added to the Lord's Church, the body of Christ. And as a part of the body, we have a responsibility to tell the good news, to live the good news, and to encourage as many as possible to come with us in following Christ, that we might all one day enjoy the heavenly home of the soul. And so, when Jesus said, go ye, he meant, go me, if I am a follower of Christ. Today we're going to talk about all we need to know to go. All we need to know to go and to teach is found in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. One of the accounts of the Great Commission, as we call it, which Jesus gave to his apostles. Let's read those verses. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, or authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. As we've said, these verses answer all our questions about the command, go teach. And it is a command. We are to go into all the world. And we are to teach. But first of all, let's ask the question, who tells us to go teach? And the answer is, the one who has all authority. All authority. Jesus said, all authority, or power, the idea there of the word power is authority, as the American Standard translates it. All authority hath been given unto me. And so, when we carry out the command of Jesus to go teach, we're to do so in His name or by His authority. Many times the Bible speaks of doing all that we do in the name of Christ. For instance, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, there the Apostle Paul writes, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Now notice he says, whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, that is, in spiritual matters, all of it must be done in the name of Christ. Now, in the name of Christ means by the authority of Christ. It's like an officer of the law might say to a fleeing criminal, stop in the name of the law. He's saying, stop by the authority of the law. I am an officer of the law. I have the authority to tell you to stop, in other words. Well, this is the idea of Paul's statement in Colossians 3:17, as we've just read it. Whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all by the authority of Jesus Christ. It's an important principle that we must understand. And when it comes to the matter of the Great Commission, the one who commissioned us to go into all the world is the one who had the authority to do so. He said, all authority. hath been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, the second question we ask is, where are we to go? And all we need to know about that is given to us in this text. The answer is to all nations. We're to go to all nations. Remember, Jesus said, go into all the world and teach all nations, all nations. In Mark's account of this same Great Commission, as we call it, in Mark 16:16, Jesus said that he was to go, they were to go, verse 15, into all the world, and he added in verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. But in the verse preceding that, instead of saying, go and teach all nations, he said, go and teach every creature, or preach the gospel to every creature. And verse 16 is so important because it shows that unless we preach the gospel to every creature is not going to have opportunity to either believe, obediently believe, that is, and be saved, or otherwise be lost. You see, every man must have that opportunity. That's God's desire. That's God's dream, if you will, that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so, in order to have that opportunity to either accept or reject the gospel, and that's man's choice, every creature must hear it. And so, the all nations of Matthew 28 is equivalent to the every creature of Mark 16 within the context of verses 15 and 16, specifically verse 15. He's not saying in Matthew 28's account, in other words, go and teach some people in all nations. No. He's saying teach all people in all nations, as Mark's account would clearly show us. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. But all need to hear. All must hear. This shows us the urgency of carrying out the Great Commission. Now, there's the account of Luke's, Great Commission in Luke, in Luke 24. And this really brings together, Luke's account does, the idea of all nations being subject to the gospel and the authority by which that gospel is to be preached to all nations. In Luke 24, in verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, notice, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Preached how? In his name. That is, by his authority among all nations. Again, not to just some in all nations, but as Mark's account would clearly show, to every creature in every nation. And it began at Jerusalem, didn't it? We see the carrying out of this commission as we read Acts chapter 2, when the church of our Lord was established, as the gospel was preached for the first time there, beginning at Jerusalem. But that was just the beginning. That's the point. Later on, we read in the Colossian letter that every nation under heaven did indeed hear the gospel of Christ, had opportunity to obey the gospel. But you see, we must be concerned in our generation about all nations and how many have not heard the gospel in our generation. And every succeeding generation must take seriously the commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We cannot be selfish, those of us who've had the blessed privilege of hearing and obeying the truth of the gospel. We must not keep it to ourselves, but we must carry it to all nations, to every creature. Where are we to go? To all nations. That's what we need to know about the where of this commission. But another question we ask, what are we to teach all nations? What are we to teach every creature? And the answer is given here, all things commanded by Jesus. You see, he said, go, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. All things commanded by Jesus. Now, this does not mean simply all things that Jesus personally taught while he was on earth, that we have a record of, but all things authorized by Jesus. And that would include the things that were taught by the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit guided the apostles and the other inspired writers into all truth, just as Jesus promised them that the Holy Spirit would do before he left to ascend back to the Father. And so the all things commanded by Jesus include, of course, the teachings of the New Testament, all of the New Testament, that which is the authority for us today. The Bible as a whole is inspired. But as we've pointed out in past lessons, the law of Moses, which is a part of the Old Testament writings, is no longer a law for us today. That law served its purpose, and the Bible clearly teaches that the law of Christ, the New Testament, is the law under which we serve. And it's the New Testament that authorizes all things that are to be taught to all men everywhere. And so, we must take seriously this charge of Jesus Christ to teach them, that is all men, to observe all things authorized by Christ. This means the gospel. That's the good news. But it's also referred to as the Word of God. In fact, when the first major persecution arose against the church in Jerusalem, Acts 8:4 tells us this, Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the Word. Now notice something, in Acts 8 and verse 5, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Well, to preach the Word is to preach Christ. And in Acts 8 and verse 12, we also see that when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. What does that tell us? That tells us that the preaching of the Word involves the preaching of Christ, but it also involves the preaching of the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the church. And so we must preach the kingdom of God. He preached the name of Jesus Christ. What have we already seen is the name of Christ. It involves the authority of Jesus Christ. And so Philip preached all the authority of Christ. And everything he did preach was preached by the authority of Christ. We also see, incidentally, from Acts 8 and verse 12, that Philip preached baptism. Yes, he preached baptism because the verse says again, when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized. Where did they hear of baptism? They heard of it in the preaching of Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God, which tells us that baptism is a part of the preaching of the kingdom of God, and certainly we ought to see that from the whole teaching of Scripture because it is baptism that places us into the kingdom of God. Remember, we've already studied that we are baptized by the teaching of one Spirit into one body, and that body is the kingdom. It is called the kingdom, it is called the body, it is the church. And so, baptism is an essential part of that teaching. Everything that we teach, then, must be taught by His authority, and we must teach all things commanded by Jesus, that is, all things authorized by Jesus. When Paul spoke to the Ephesian elders prior to his departure from them, as recorded in Acts 20, he spoke of preaching the whole counsel of God. In Acts 20, in verse 27, notice what he said to them, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all, A-L-L, all the counsel of God." Jesus commissioned his apostles, and that commission is still valid in our generation, to go into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, all things that have been authorized by Christ in His Word, in the New Testament, the last will and testament of Jesus. We must see the importance of that. We cannot pick and choose. We cannot take what we like and what we do not like. We are charged with the responsibility of not only obeying all things, of course, first of all, but then teaching all things commanded of Jesus to all people everywhere. We're to do our part individually within the sphere and the realm of influence that we have to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach the gospel of Christ, to live the gospel of Christ. You know, this is an important way in which we can teach others. We ought to do all that we can to teach with opportunities that we have. But certainly, nothing that we teach will have any impact if we're not living what we are supposedly teaching. That's why Jesus' teaching in the Great Sermon on the Mount is so important for us to remember when he said, "You're the light of the world, the salt of the earth, you're a city set on a hill," and so forth. In Matthew 5:16, then he said, "Even so, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That they may see your good works. We don't shine our light, so to speak, in a boastful or prideful way, but we let them shine. They can be seen as our lives reflect the light of the gospel, the light of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so, there are various ways in which we can teach the truth, but the point is, we need to be concerned about teaching it. We must first of all, of course, obey it. But again, part of the all things that we are told about here, all we need to know to go, concerns teaching all things commanded or authorized in the Word. And there's no way to overemphasize the importance of this. The religious division that characterizes our world today would not exist if every person took seriously the fact that only that which is authorized in the Word of Christ can be taught and practiced. Think about that. And finally, when is this teaching to be done that we're discussing? When is this teaching to be done? Always. It's to be done always. Always. You see, Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." You know, this is so reassuring because if indeed we are Christians who've obeyed the simple truth of the gospel and are living it in our lives, there are discouragements at times. There are others who discourage us. There are things that occur that discourage us. But something we must never lose sight of is this. Jesus promised to be with us always. When we do the right thing, then we can be assured that He will always be with us. And that is an encouragement that cannot be overemphasized. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." This tells us how long this teaching is to be done, doesn't it? If Jesus says, "Go and do this teaching, and I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world," that clearly shows that this teaching is to be done until the end of time. There's never a time when the gospel is not to be taught. It is to be taught always. Even if we could say today that every creature on earth in our generation had heard the gospel, that would still not mean that the gospel did not need to be taught any longer. It would still need to be taught again and again. Those who had obeyed it would need to hear those things needed for growth in the kingdom of God, because faithfulness unto death is also required by Jesus. In Revelation 2:10, Jesus said, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer." He's speaking to the early church here. "Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Faithfulness unto death, even if called upon to die, is the point, is absolutely necessary. And so the gospel must be taught so that we may have the strength, the encouragement that we need to remain faithful unto death. But the point is, Jesus says, "I am with you always. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." It is a challenge, the Great Commission is. It's a challenge when we consider that there are 5.6 billion or so people, and that number is growing all the time, in the world. And the manpower force is limited. But thanks be to God that we have the electronic media, for example. We have radio and television. We have the printed literature that can be distributed, disseminated. We have the means, through God's providence, to preach the gospel to every creature, if we truly have the desire and the determination to do it. If we understand and appreciate the fact that the go ye means go me, if I am a follower of Christ. And if I'm not a follower of Christ, I must become one or be lost. By belief in Christ as the Son of God, willingness to repent, as we have said, to confess Christ as Lord and Savior, to be buried with Him in baptism for the remission of sins, that we might become a part of that working force, that teaching force, going into all the world, supplied with all we need to know to get the job done. The one who has told us to go has all authority, has told us to go to all nations, told us to teach all things commanded or authorized by Him, and He's promised us finally to be with us always. So until next time, I'm Jim Dearman with Truth for the World.